This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't seen the C-SPAN interview he did from New York last week that the White House wants banned, and I can't believe that, but that's what Media Matters is when they want to ban that.
Yes.
On their site, they say it. And it's right here, Newsmakers with Roger Stone. And you were on for 30 minutes, and I asked, what did you cover? And, of course, it was election fraud.
Yeah, no, this whole narrative drives them crazy because it's true. So I cited the Stanford study. I cite the Princeton professor, Dr. Fetrakis, the Ohio professor, and I made a comprehensive case. It was a very contentious interview. Monica Langley of the Wall Street Journal was on. She was perfectly fair, but she gave as good as she got. But you see, they can't stand alternative ideas. They can't stand anybody else's narrative. Liberals love free speech as long as it's their free speech.
So they're running. They've been running a monopoly for a long time. They've just now figured out no one's listening to them, and so now they want to shut us down.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think we're winning. Let me give you an example. I wrote for Breitbart over a month ago two what I believe to be seminal pieces on Huma Abedin, connecting her to the World Muslim League, connecting her to the Institute for Minority Muslim Affairs.
And now it's the biggest story in the country.
Exactly. Finally, a month later, you have mainstream media outlets, some of them beginning to cover
this. Well, Roger, issue. The media calls you this evil, nasty, galactic super liar. And then you're like the most accurate person I probably ever had on air.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I'm serious, though. Well, I guess that's just the inversion of reality.
It's character assassination. They attack me because they're afraid of me. You know, you can call me anything you want. The only title I really prefer is effective. I like to be effective on behalf of my ideals, my candidates, and my principles. And I think I'm being attacked because I have been.
Well, it's incredible. She openly writes for a journal that says suppress Muslim women. She's openly hooked into these Islamic, jihadi groups. She's got classified material in the front of her car. Everything you said about her, as best we can tell, what, she's a Saudi royal agent?
I think she's a Saudi asset. Look, the media keeps saying her mother's a prominent feminist. No, her mother's a prominent advocate for genital mutilation. She has written extensively
that's a question.
Genital mutilation.
Did Uma have her genitals cut off?
That I cannot tell you. But what I can tell you is...
I mean, it's fair. I don't mean that to be crass.
She worked for an organ that blamed the United States for the attack on 9/11. She was working for a journalist that said that editorially. Where does she come from? How does she show up in Washington and tell the Washingtonian years before she's even met the Clintons that she has a handbag for every day of the week and each handbag is $1,500? Her parents are poor academics back in Saudi Arabia.
So she's got all the trappings of an agent.
Exactly. The wealth, she dresses the part. Where's this money coming from? Now, once she met the Clintons and she got an unprecedented deal where she has a threefer, she has a special waiver that allowed her to make money as a full-time employee of the State Department while she was double-dipping at the Clinton Foundation and triple-dipping at Teneo.
But then you're also not supposed to criticize Chelsea, Webster Hubbell's daughter, because she gets $6 million
in
money laundering.
$6 million a year to run the money laundering operation of the Clinton Foundation. Poor Chelsea says she tried to care about money, she just can't. If I lived in a $10.5 million apartment in Manhattan, New York, I probably wouldn't care about money either.
Oh, that poor baby! A $10 million apartment.
And a lot those plastic surgeries, they're very expensive. So you gotta
She still looks like Mr. Ed. I'm not trying to be mean, but...
No, she looks like her father, Webster Hubble.
Who looks like a cartoon.
Mr. Ed, yes. Good point.
Now, expanding, she's the daughter of Mr. Ed.
She's the daughter of Webster Hubble, the former law partner of Hillary Clinton.
The horse is a horse, of course. That
the
is
former deputy attorney general, the guy who Hillary called to say, launch the assault at Waco, as I establish in my book. Both Senator Arlen Specter's investigation in the U.S. Senate and T. March Bell, the chief investigator for the House Committee on Waco, both concluded Hillary gave the order. Co-president Hillary gave the order that killed.
Well, I
gotta
say, I hadn't even thought of you whenever you talked about Uma Abedin, but that's all come out to be documented. You first broke that, and you also talked about Watch the watchers. Watch who the Justice Department sends in. And now they're hiring 10 times more, UN run. Does that make you sleep good at night?
You know, here's an irony that has occurred to me, and that is they accuse us of being conspiracy theorists when they are the ones who say that Donald Trump is a traitor to his
country. Stay right there. Let's come.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're riding a shotgun with Paul Watson and taking phone calls, at least for the first 30 minutes, and Watson will be taking over. Paul, don't run away. We're about to go right to you, my friend. But Roger Stone is my guest here in studio. He's been in Dallas speaking to a capacity crowd at a book signing. He was just on C-SPAN last week, and the White House is trying to censor that. I mean, it's otherworldly when you go to Media Matters, again, run by the White House on record, and they're saying, don't have Roger Stone on MSNBC, don't have Roger Stone on CNN, and they say on air one day later, Roger Stone is now banned. And then we know they say he should be banned on Fox, and he hadn't been on since then. And then they come out and say, conservative media that's independent has no right to exist. We're going to start with Breitbart. In fact, did we ever play that clip? Did we find that clip of Drudge saying a year ago when he came here, they're coming after the press? Let's cue that up in a moment, and then we're going to go to calls. But Paul Watson, when you hosted the show last week, I think it was Friday, you really hammered this. And I keep going back to this. I mean, everyone should be against the Democrats right now. I didn't like Bush because of his police state garbage. But just like Jonathan Turley, the liberal constitutional law professor, said, Obama's been three times worse. That was a few years ago. How about 10 times worse now? Because if they were arresting Michael Moore for his movie like they did Dinesh D'Souza, I would stand up for Michael Moore. I mean, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a libertarian patriot. But, man, I got to tell you, the Democrats are so corrupt now, Paul, and so open about their corruption. Is this a disconnect? I mean, I think more and more it is a disconnect. Or what do they know we don't know? I mean, why didn't Obama show up for 6 days to New Orleans when they criticized Bush for doing that? Or why didn't Hillary even show up? I mean, it just seems like almost entertaining if it wasn't so real. Paul Watson, what do you think is happening?
Well, I think they're authoritarians now. They're coming out in the open with it, Alex. I mean, we've got Google, and we know this. We knew this back in June that they were already hiding certain search results for Hillary Clinton. When you type in Hillary Clinton CRI, Hillary Clinton crimes don't come up. It's something about Hillary Clinton, you know, CRI, whatever. You type in Hillary Clinton IND for indictment, it comes up Hillary Clinton India. And now we had the article yesterday. Google hides Clinton body count search suggestions. You go on any other search engine, Bing, Yahoo search, whatever, you type in Clinton body, and then immediately a list of information links about the Clinton body count comes up. You do it on Google.com,
it doesn't happen.
What you get is Clinton body shop, these obscure auto repair shops in, you know, Midwestern America or whatever. Nothing whatsoever, no search suggestion for Clinton body count.
And in a digital world, they can disappear you anytime they want. This is unprecedented. Paul, how could any real liberal, in the classic Thomas Jefferson sense, how could they not openly support Trump at this point? This is such an endorsement of him. The fact that he gets no big money. This is what we've been waiting for, Paul.
It's because they do absolutely no research. They do no reading. They swallow what they're fed by the mainstream media.
I mean, they're just fake intellectual fops with fake color socks walking around saying how intellectual they are, right?
Yeah, and they're taught this inevitability that Hillary Clinton's going to win. Well, you look at the polls. You look at the Bloomberg poll, the Reuters poll. They've got a system where they go in and say, they take people who say they're not voting for either Trump or Clinton. Then they pressure them and say, well, who would you vote for if you did vote for someone? Would it be Clinton? Would it be Hillary? Would it be Hillary? So then they add the people in who say they're not going to vote in the Clinton bracket. That's why she's winning all these polls. They also go in and change, they manipulate, they amend the results. They weigh the sample in favor of Democrats. So they oversample Democrats in these polls again and again and again. So, of course, Hillary Clinton is going to come out on top. When you get a more even sampling of Republicans and Democrats, then normally Trump comes out on top. So they're faking, they're rigging these polls to make it seem like Hillary Clinton is inevitable to take the White House. Even with that, you've got a UPI poll out today which shows there's 1 point in it. So even though they're rigging the polls for Hillary, Trump is still on an even keel.
And LA Times has got a scientific poll that shows him ahead by a point. I want to go to phone calls. Ride shotgun, Paul. Jump in any time. You know, this is a three hosts here and the callers. Roger Stone, you're chomping at the bit.
Well, what Paul says is absolutely true. Look, I have an ego. I looked myself up on Google on the way here. The first seven stories are all manufactured by the Clinton thugs. All the negative stuff is at the top. All the positive stuff that I've done here, all of the free expression stuff we've done, it's all moved to the bottom. Yeah, it's an entirely rigged system. We live now with a fake reality of rigged polls and rigged elections.
These people are incredible authoritarians. But I'll tell you, this only makes me double down and know I've always been right and that I'm never going to give up, Roger. What does it do for you? I mean, we really now know our worst fears were accurate. I just got chills.
No, I think that's
holy terror, these people.
That's absolutely right. Paul did a terrific piece on Hillary's health. Yesterday I was asked by Fernando Amandi, who's a terrific and incredibly fair but Democratic talk show host in Miami, would I be satisfied if the Clintons just released a letter from her doctor and her medical records. I reminded him that Dr. Janet Travell, the doctor for President John F. Kennedy, released a letter saying he did not have Addison's just before the election, putting the health questions that Lyndon Johnson had been spreading to bed. Later, when we saw his autopsy, we learned that he was in the latter stages of Addison's disease. No, nothing the Clintons say about her health will be true.
Well, let me ask you this then. From all the good sources, and now we have WikiLeaks that she was trying to get Parkinson's medication, and that she, quote, couldn't get up if she laid down, and, quote, was falling down, and, quote, all these neurologists are going, look, I'm a Democrat, but this woman's got problems.
She had decision fatigue.
What is the best thinking in your own intel on what's really wrong with her?
Look, I have no anything beyond my own observations. The real question would be, what happens if she kicks the bucket before the election? Which looks to me to be entirely possible. Do they go to Uncle Joe Biden, who can't seem to keep his hands off of Hillary and any woman that he meets, and particularly younger girls? Or do we give the nomination to Senator Kaine, who seems to be the hand-picked successor? This guy's got to be licking his chops. He sees her. He's got to see she's on her last legs. He's looking at becoming president by default, by riding in with her. So the whole question of her health is a perfectly legitimate issue that they just don't want to confront. So they have to call us names.
What about the stupid pickle thing? Clearly, the pickle top doesn't pop off. She just turns it. Have you seen the stupid
Yeah, what
thing?
Does this prove? Let her run a 10K, and then I'll believe she's in good health. Fire to 5K.
I got four containers of pickles in here, and one of them was so tight I was having trouble getting it off. I mean, this woman...
You
is
obviously
so,
shouldn't be president then.
Absolutely.
That makes it clear.
I need a knife to be hitting the top of it. I want to take a few phone calls here. We're skipping this network break. Andrea, we're going to go to you in a moment. John in California. We're going to go to Chris. We're going to go to Owl Killer and Anthony. We've got Chris is a black American upset with Alex Jones. That sounds like an interesting phone call. But I'm going to go to Andrea first in the great state of Texas since she's kind of on the general topic. Go ahead, Andrea. You're on the air with Roger Stone and Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Nice to say hi to you again. I've been on your show before. I hope you still remember me. I was the mother that talk about Monsanto and the kids with autism.
Absolutely. I remember your call. It was a while ago.
Okay. Well, I want people to know also that I'm a Latin American citizen. So my background is Hispanic. And I'm a middle upper class, of course. I'm a hardworking person, and I support Donald Trump. So when the Democrats are saying that Donald Trump doesn't have a Latino support, is a utterly bullshit. Everybody here in we support Donald Trump because we are majority Republicans. We also believe in, as a libertarians, we believe in the hardworking, not in the handout. And
look, if you look at communism and socialism, it's not compatible with the great work ethic I've seen from people that are south of the United States on average. I don't want to be cliched, but I mean it's been observed. But if you look at this. What are the hidden numbers of people that have been bullied into being closeted Trump supporters? I mean, a lot of people called me. In fact, mainstream media, I probably have, let's not exaggerate, more than 15 newspapers call my cell phone that just know it in the last week going, oh, your guy's flip-flopping on immigration. How do you feel? And I remember his full clips a year ago that I played, and I want to speak to this right now with Roger Stone and Paul Watson, where he'd say, I love people. I love people from all over the country, all over the world. We need you. But if you're a felon... and you're coming here to get stuff free, and you're doing all this, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're going to deport you, blah, blah, blah. Well, they just cut it to we're going to deport you, and that turned into I hate Mexicans, they're all criminals. And now they're saying he flip-flopped. He always said, I hire a lot of immigrants, they're great people. We're going to make sure you're good. We're going to make sure you're vetted. We're going to make it quick. We're going to make it simple, but you're going to be vetted. That's not flip-flopping. That's not. We've got 35 or 40 million people here, most of them felons, doing whatever they want. And we're just now going to just flip a switch and say you're all legal and screw all the people that came here legally. Trump's going to make it easier to come here legally. That's what we need. We need good people here. We killed most of our kids in America, no matter what color we were. We made that decision. Good. Bring them in from Latin America. Don't bring them in from SUNY countries. I'm done. Go ahead.
I think that's exactly right. We saw the same thing when Trump said he favored a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. On CNN, that became a ban on Muslim immigration. And then, of course, several of the Republican candidates came out and said, well, that's unconstitutional, which it most definitely is not. So it's the same smear tactic. Donald Trump has not changed his position.
He didn't flip-flop. They're now just showing the full quote.
And the fact that Trump insists that the Immigration Service should be allowed to look at the social media postings of those who apply to come here. No, if you're saying on your Facebook page...
They look at my social media when I fly in.
So if they want to, if someone is saying on their Facebook page, Ali Akbar, death to all the Jews, I don't want that person in the United States. And neither does Donald Trump.
Let me ask Paul Watson that question since you brought that up. Look, I've got issues with Israel, but there's this idiotic thing like I have issues with America. I have issues with the cops. I mean, I want to shoot them in the back of the head. It's a diverse situation. Soros emails come out where he wants to overthrow the U.S., overthrow Europe, overthrow Israel for the Muslims. And it's the whole liberal cause celeb. Regardless of what you think about stuff happening in Israel, there's bad problems on both sides. Israel's got seven or eight parties. It's a diverse group of people. And now even the Jerusalem Post comes out and says, our world, Soros' campaign of global chaos, the fact that his emails are coming out, even the Jerusalem Post is calling him a dangerous megalomaniac who thinks he's God. Soros said in interviews he believes he's the Messiah. What the hell is this crazy Nazi collaborator doing? Paul Watson, do you think Soros has gone too far? I mean, is he like milk that finally got rotten in the grocery store cooler? I mean, does this guy just go on forever?
Well, I mean, he's definitely one of the biggest skeletons in Hillary's closet. The media didn't touch those leaked emails. They didn't touch them. They haven't talked about them. There are explosive revelations in there, I think, that are yet to be revealed. With the ideological test, the immigration thing, you know, Trump came out and said, we want people here who respect LGBT rights, respect women, respect gays. You would think that the left would be cheering and celebrating that. Well, no. Sally Cohn of CNN says that Sharia law is progressive. Now, you look at the characteristics of Sharia law, Alex. Wife beating.
Cut women's genitals off. Kill gays.
Child marriage. You know, female genital mutilation, that's progressive according to the left. Because, again, they're not liberals. They're regressive leftists. They're authoritarian.
And why are they in love with the most radical Sunni weirdos?
Well, because they share the same end goal, which is the complete destruction of America. I've said that over and over again. But you look
and we now have the emails that's what Soros is planning. And you say is her biggest skeleton in the closet. He's running things. These emails show no one more than Soros is quarterbacking things. He's the first string quarterback.
No, they show you can look at the Black Lives Matter funding and it says directly, this is to destroy the current system as it stands. And this is, you know, what the agenda has been all along with political correctness, with Marxism. It's to overthrow the entire system. And that's what it says in the Black Lives Matter Soros documents. That's why he's funding Black Lives Matter. That's why the mainstream media is encouraging these riots. But you can even look at the polls with the immigration issue. 6 out of 10 immigrants support Donald Trump's ideological test. So to say it's racist and bigoted, again, they can't sell that anymore because the polls have completely disproven them. But Sharia law is progressive now, chopping people's hands off, beating women, that's progressive according to the
left. This is insane, and they call us bigots. Andrea in Texas, other comments. How many other Latino people that you talk to, just on average, dead reckoning, are really supportive of Trump but scared to say it? Or what percentage of Latinos do you think really support Trump?
It's a huge number, Alex, but they keep it to themselves because there is a lot of bullying also going on. But what is amazing is that everybody I ask, even in California, because I'm originally from California, and all my family's friends, people that work for big companies, everybody that is a Latin American citizen, which we should make a difference between the people outside making riots and stuff. Those are illegals that they don't even vote, so it's irrelevant. You can see 100 or 200 of them is irrelevant. They don't vote unless they do fraud. But the legal American, Hispanic background, they are supporting Trump because we are sick and tired of the Democrats taxing us to the sky to bring people that are unskilled people, unvetted people, like the Muslims, like... from all over the world. And so,
absolutely. In fact, I want to point out, everybody obsesses on Mexicans all day. That used to be the biggest group. It, for like 3 years, it's Chinese women are the biggest group. And they come here to have their babies for free. I'm not against Asians. My sister's adopted from Korea. I love Asians. The point is, I can't go to China and have babies for free. I mean, we're going bankrupt. This is insane. And it's a plan. And the globalists are doing it to drive down our wages. We want hardworking people with no criminal records. America needs immigrants. And Trump has always said that. Trump has always been for that, Roger.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. On the way here from Dallas, I returned a call from a Washington Post reporter who said that Trump yesterday had made a blatant appeal for African-American votes. And how did I square that with his past as a racist? That was the question. So, I mean, the point here is...
The guy's known to be a massive hire of African-Americans.
Well, not only that, but it was Bill Clinton who passed the 1994 crime bill, which has incarcerated an entire generation of young black men for nonviolent crime,
such as
the possession of small amounts of drugs. And in the Clinton bill, the penalties for rock cocaine are much more harsh than the penalties for powdered
cocaine.
That'd be like
new stereotypical. That'd be like the five times more for malt liquor than Bud Light.
So in this particular case,
Hillary, because whites drink Bud Light on average, blacks would drink malt liquor.
Yes, yeah, so
it's insane. It's incredible.
And as you know, Hillary Clinton said that the 1994 bill, which has destroyed an entire generation of young black men, was necessary because black.
By the way, I drink malt liquor.
Super predators who must be brought to heel.
By the way, I like malt liquor over regular beer.
I do too.
That's why we're racist.
We're racist, obviously.
I like fried chicken too.
I do too, but that doesn't make us racist.
No, but I always see these things like, they're racist. They serve fried chicken. Like, Clinton is a racist, or at least a race pimp.
He's the one who went to federal court to argue for racial profiling.
No, the media called him racist when he served black people chicken. That's not racist. Everybody likes chicken.
Let's just remember, it was Bill Clinton who said to Ted Kennedy about Barack Obama, you know, Ted, a few years ago, this boy would be fetching our coffee. There's your dog whistle politics right there.
I know. I'm going to be honest, because I grew up in a Republican family of like Christians who were all beat ourselves in the back for being evil racists and America has to atone. It's like the Republicans were the original kind of liberal political correct people. But then I would get around Democrats and it was once I got political and these people are racist. And I mean, including black people. It's like racist against black people. And I've had black leaders on. They go, oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, yeah, it's completely phony. Look, every landmark civil rights bill in the 60s passed only with the votes of Republicans because the Southern Democrats wouldn't vote for them.
Lincoln a Democrat?
Lincoln was a Republican, but the Democrats
are
the party of the Klan.
No. He was a Democrat.
Yeah, well, I'm a conspiracy realist. They are the racists.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to call a conspiracy theorist. He was a Democrat. And...
You know, Dinesh D'Souza's movie covers this very, very well. It is one of the best things in the movie, is the history of the Democratic Party and racism. They're the party of the racists.
But they really are.
We're the party of civil rights.
But they really are.
That is our birthright. Now, we may have wandered from it, but it's time to get back to it. You know what black people want? The black people I talk to, and I talk to quite a few, you know what they want? They want a job. They want a piece of the American pie. They don't want to be employees. They want to be employers. They want to move up the ladder. That's not happened under Bill Clinton. It's not happened under Barack Obama.
And they want the criminals in their neighborhood arrested, not tolerated.
Well, because black-on-black crime is their worst problem. No, so I think Trump is the candidate of black opportunity. Trump is the candidate of black capitalism. That's why...
And by the way, he's really into prosperity. Obama isn't saying, elect me, black people, I'm going to help you. Trump is directly saying that.
What has employment among black people done under Barack Obama? It's abysmal. And as you know, they deduct the people who stop working, looking for
work
from the count to make it look better, and it still stays.
Absolutely. Andrea, we're going to continue on. Paul Watson, we're going to ride shotgun a bit with you. Paul comes in and does the show twice a week. We should do it more. He's so popular. But then sometimes I go, you know, right over. You don't mind if we continue on with you, do you, Paul?
No, go ahead.
We're pirates. We've taken over. In fact, you're battling the redcoats, battling the bluecoats right now?
It's a hijacking.
The other thing, Alex, on Trump with black people, he's going to get the most votes for a Republican candidate from black people ever by the looks of it. You look at pictures of Trump, you know, almost every other picture is him with black public figures, hugging them, smiling with them. Why did Trump only become a racist when he became a Republican? I mean, this is a meme. His entire history is being friends with black people, hiring African Americans.
Listen, the right-wing Christians actually have a point on the whole advocate for gay people. But my issue is the media inverts it. He's anti-gay.
Which is absurd because he's the only one who will protect gays and lesbians from radical Islamic maniacs who want to kill
them.
And
30 years ago, he was doing interviews with The Advocate. So, saying they deserve equal rights.
Yes, indeed.
That's why he's anti-gay, just like he's anti-black.
It's absurd.
Just like he's anti-immigrant. No, he's anti-serial killers that have been deported four times, coming back and shooting a young woman in San Francisco.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Bye.
is even in the control room. Richard Reeve and his wife here doing a great job on the Trump campaign. I tell you, what an incredible time. The way Trump defeated, the way we defeated the attempt to steal the nomination from Trump, that is so historical. That is a major war. That is history book stuff we're in. But the enemy media is not going to tell you that happened. They're not going to tell you how big that was. And now that Trump is fighting it again, and the fact that they're like, oh, there's no such thing as election fraud. What's that? Meanwhile, the Justice Department is hiring five times the people to poll watch. The UN is sending in with the EU 10 times. That's Reuters. This sounds scary. The fact that international observers, the EU, the UN, the EU won't even let you have an election, you know, with their system. The fact that all this is happening, Roger, is huge.
This is why the exit polls will be so crucial, because it'll be the only tool we have to demonstrate and prove the steal. Because you're going to have these UN inspectors saying, oh, everything was on the up and up. Well, I'm sorry. If the results of the machine are different than the exit polls.
Nico, come on in and fix this. It's no big deal. We're on TV, too. Radio listeners, Infowars.com/show to watch the free video feed. Some stations carry it. But no, this is the great part about teleprompter free. We're live. Set this up. I'll talk to Paul about this and take calls. How do we counter this? How do we have poll watchers effectively in battleground states? What do we do? Lay it out.
No, we have to organize scientifically conducted exit polls in very carefully selected precincts and then you need to compare those to the machines. The other great thing is to demand to see the software that programs the machines by a third party, somebody who's truly independent and honest and trustworthy, to determine that the machines have not been easily fixed before the fact. This can be done quite simply. Dr. Fetrakis has persuaded me of this. Those are two reasonable things that must be done. Now, if we want good, viable, accurate exit poll, we're going to have to do it ourselves. But then you will have stone-cold evidence of the steal. By the way, my new site, StoneColdTruth.com, which is going to be taking the place of StoneZone.com, we have a number of stories up about election fraud, and other mainstream sources have demonstrated how easily these machines can be hacked.
Okay, so now I say StoneColdTruth.com.
That's correct. Yep.
Not StoneZone.com. Paul Watson, jump in here. We're going to take some phone calls and turn the situation over to you. We got Chris, the Black American, upset with Alex Jones, Owl Killers, active military police on Trump and sealing, I guess, the border. Anthony, Union efforts to demonize Trump. John, let's talk Roger Stone on Nixon. And John in Wyoming, let's talk 60 Minutes interview. We're going to go to those in just a minute. But Paul, jumping in.
Well, I wanted to raise one more thing on Hillary's health. Of course, as we predicted for years now, they're coming out and saying that any discussion of this is sexist. That didn't stop the mainstream media from, you know, obsessing about John McCain's health back in 2008.
Oh, yeah, I hate Hillary because she's a woman. I love women.
Again, absolutely pathetic. Now their main line of attack, Alex, CNN did a big hit piece on us last night. You probably don't even know about it yet.
I don't even watch that channel.
And neither does anyone else.
I love, though, that I get attacked like 10 times a week by mainstream TV. I don't even watch it now. But no, I'm sorry. Tell me, Paul, tell me what they did.
They came out, they showed our articles without, of course, mentioning us by name, but they showed InfoWars articles. They said that the Hillary health issue has been debunked, and their sources for their evidence, their proof for it being debunked, was Hillary Clinton says she's fine. In 2014, Bill Clinton said that Hillary was fine, and Hillary's own internist personal physician says that she's fine. So you have three amazingly impartial, independent sources there. Hillary's internist, Bill Clinton, and Hillary herself. That was their evidence for saying that the whole controversy had been debunked.
Well, it turns out
that... Wait, you see that internist becomes the White House physician, which is, of course, a very coveted position. So it's easy to get them to lie.
But
that
particular person was her private physician in New York and didn't treat her during the brain surgeries and the year in the hospital. That's not the real medical record. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and as I pointed out, John Kennedy's doctor falsified his record. She was later rewarded with the position... And she was New York-based. Dr. Janet Trevell was rewarded with the position of White House physician in return for her lie about covering up his Addison's disease.
It's incredible. They even covered up that he'd broken his back in that PT boat attack on the battleship?
Look, I'll tell you what, the one thing that has become the byproduct of these attacks on us, the death threats against me and my family are really up. I've gotten three, and it's only Tuesday this week, and they're all the same. The Clintons have killed many people who've gotten in their way. You're next. That's the one I read on the way here. They always come from email addresses I can't identify, and when you try to trace them, they're untraceable. I'm really getting fed up with this, frankly. It upsets my wife. It upsets my family. And I'm not going to stop. No number of death threats is going to stop.
Let me raise this, as I raised this last week. Tokyo Rose was a collection of women that would get on the radio and tell GIs, you're losing, America has fallen, like Baghdad Rob, when bombers are, you know, bombing a mile behind him in Baghdad. He says the U.S. has been kicked out of Iraq. And the Germans had their own people that would pump propaganda in. As Berlin was about to fall, they were still broadcasting that they had defeated the Allies. And so there is this level of this. And I know they've killed a lot of people. We know you're gangsters. We know you're murderers. I always wonder why they tell me we could kill you or we could come after you. That's why I'm fighting you. I know you got me fired. They physically attacked me, you know, 17, 18 years ago and told me this is for the Clintons. That's why I fight harder. But it's like when Hitler started bombing England, when he couldn't get them to surrender, he thought bombing civilian targets and cities where kids had been sent to be safe would make the British back down. Instead, a lot of British didn't want the war. Once you bomb civilian centers, they wanted the war. I don't get why these psychopaths think threatening us intimidates us. That might work with the average schmo on the street. All it does is make me work 18 hours a day. Is that what you're saying, Roger Stone?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So if in the next few months they tell you that I had a brain tumor, or that I had a brain hemorrhage, or that I was killed in a hunting accident, or that I was depressed and I took my own life, go handcuff Hillary, because that's who did it. That's the only protection we have. I don't fear you. I no longer fear you.
We're all going to die. Hell, let me go out with some turd on legs taking me out, you piece of crap. God's going to get you in the end. I will never commit suicide. I love life. I'm not involved in anything that's dangerous or bad. I don't even speed anymore. And if you kill me, it's going to come out, bastards. Paul Watson, you want to talk to that?
Well, yeah, I can talk to death threats. I mean, I made a video saying that Islam's not a religion of peace, and I got about 20 death threats from people saying, we're going to prove that it is a religion of peace by killing you, if that makes any sense, which of course it doesn't. Then Black Lives Matter, I got 25 death threats within a 24-hour period because I posted an image of the guy who was shot by cops saying that he was a criminal, their new icon. Then you had, of course, Julian Assange put out tweets of Bob Beckel saying that he should be assassinated. We see this bizarre incident outside the Ecuadorian embassy where this guy tries to break in. There's a police station that's constantly watching over that embassy, 2 minutes walk away, 2 minutes walk, and it takes them 2 hours to respond.
Definitely
an
assassin.
What is going on with?
Yeah.
I told you, and of course there's been a question by James Woods on what's the Vegas line on how long he's going to be alive, Assange. Assange needs to dump this stuff now.
I don't disagree with that, but anyway, you slice it. Assange, the man's a hero. He's a freedom fighter. It's interesting how the left loved him when he was leaking stuff against the Bushes. But now
he's bipartisan. He stands up for what's right.
Well, he's fighting the deep state is what he's doing. He's fighting the police state, the two-party duopoly that's run this country.
And let's get this straight.
The world.
The police state ain't a cop changing your tire. It's the big guys up top.
No question about it.
Keep going.
So from my point of view here, they are more scared than they have ever been. They're near hysterical in their attacks.
Hillary's diapers are full of it.
It has taken on a vituperative nature that I've never seen before. There aren't one or two or three articles from Media Matters attacking me in the last 24 hours. There's four. It's not going to work, folks. Nobody's buying your crap.
And we don't care what you do to us. They just, as cowards, they don't get that. When they threaten us over and over again, I always say to them, you don't understand. I know you're murderers.
Do they not understand that, first of all, we're armed and we're vigilant? We're not afraid of guns. We understand our Second Amendment rights. We're not afraid. So if you want to come, come, but I'm not sure who's going to end up dead, you or me.
And I always get emails from people.
More likely you.
Exactly. People calling up going, oh, well, there's a two-way street in the world. I mean, people might get me, but I got a lot of family that are just good people.
Yeah, but, no, this is an absurdity. I'm against violence, and I made that very clear, even though they keep accusing me of being the one who is fomenting violence. Violence solves nothing, but they're the ones who resort to the death threats. I'm not threatening the Clintons, other than with exposure of the facts about their criminality.
Oh, what about when they said Trump was threatening when he said, they're going to take your guns with these judges, you may claim Second Amendment have some other option. That's nothing compared to my cold, dead hand with Heston. You know, everything that's a cliche about the Second Amendment when all others fail. Meanwhile, Hillary's on tape saying in 2008, Obama better watch it. He'll end up like Bobby Kennedy.
No, they asked her why she's staying in the race, and she says, well, you know, Bobby Kennedy got assassinated as late as June, meaning she was hoping for the assassination of Obama. Now, there's the epitome of racism.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want some physical fight with a bunch of order takers at Media Matters that just take their White House orders and put it out for the media as a fence. But you're right. Media Matters doesn't have traffic. People ask me, why do I care? Because they get the orders. It goes out to the media. They say, ban Stone. It happens. I personally got over, we never bragged about this, but over 250 affiliates a couple of years ago. We never got above about 170. A lot of them were big stations. We're still on some big stations. 50,000 watters and stuff. 100,000 watt FMs, 50,000 watt AMs that cover like five states. I had the program director, some of them I'd known for years, in places like Texas. People I've been fishing with, you know, patriots. They go, listen, I know I can tell you this off record, just don't say the station. They're going to offer us $200,000 a month to take you off. Your show brings them like $50,000, $60,000 a month. I don't want to do this, but the owners are going to fire me if I don't. What do I do? Should I quit? I said, you know, this is happening all over the country. It's okay. Just do your job. But I said, next, you're going to start getting censored, and they're going to kick off the other real conservatives. And you know what they did? 6 months later, they got rid of them. And then I found out all over the country, they are even micromanaging local affiliates and kicking the patriots off locally. Even though they have ratings that are making money, and they'll come in and pay huge amounts of money to put another host on who spews their garbage through advertising and payola.
And what happens? And their ratings drop.
Exactly.
And the ratings for alternative conservative media go up every time.
So the problem is they force the air out of the room over here. Everybody goes to the web. Now they got to kill that.
Right. So they character assassinate Roger Ailes, who's a great patriot and a pioneer of television, and who's made them extraordinarily profitable at Fox and built a giant constituency.
Dude, now if they're spending $200,000 a month to take me off one station, this is panic level. I'm sorry.
They're going to convert the Fox to the Sky Channel in the UK. And in the United States, their ratings are going to drop and their profitability is going to drop, while their viewers at Fox are going to move elsewhere.
But they're willing to do it because they mean to take it all out.
They're going to try. But
what,
it ain't over.
What do you think about Murdoch's kids? Because we've confirmed what we already knew from sources. Because I talked to Fox execs, the same hotel you did. They said, no, off record, it's true. We're being taken over. We're going to be like CNN now. I cannot believe they're going to do this. They make $1 billion a year. But see, they make trillions running the whole show.
Well, and one of Murdoch's sons is married to one of Bloomberg's relatives, who works at the Clinton Foundation. The Murdoch sons, unlike their father, they're liberals, and they're very embarrassed when they go to the right Upper East Side New York cocktail parties and people say, oh, you own Fox? How embarrassing. No, Fox is a moneymaker. Ailes is a great
nobody.
American.
He's been handed everything.
Yeah, and he's been smeared here, and they've run him off because he was committed to the defeat of Hillary Clinton. That's it.
Paul, this is epic. I mean, I hired you 15 years ago. What is it like for you to see all this craziness today?
I mean, it's the hardest I've worked in any year. But with the Fox thing, they had two different segments talking about Hillary's health recently. I almost did an article on this. Three guests on one segment, two on a different segment with the two hosts. So you had a total of seven people on these two different Fox shows, not Fox Business, which is slightly different. Seven different people all agreeing with Hillary Clinton talking points on Fox News, saying that these health questions are nothing more than a conspiracy theory. Seven people on Fox News all agreeing.
And all since the coup 1 month ago.
No, Fox News reported last Thursday that this entire health canard was cooked up by right-wing conspiracy theorist Roger Stone. They named me. It's extraordinary that Fox would even carry that. So the Clintons are calling me out.
They're
by
writing
name.
A trip.
Yeah, it's Kafka-esque. It's so weird.
I mean, the thing is, though, other countries that got taken over by really hardcore tyrannies, people were usually serfs, but the slaves weren't treated bad on average. I'm not defending slavery, but they weren't treated bad like in Russia or wherever, or Germany or wherever. And then a really crazy tyranny would come in, like the French Revolution, start killing everybody and folks would turn against it. Here we have the institutions of freedom, Second Amendment, still some awake people, with the paradox of great evil massing. So they're doing their old game plan, but with our old system still parallel. Do they realize that they're not doing this in the dark?
No, I don't think they do. It's like when at least three and perhaps four people connected to the Democratic National Committee theft of the nomination from Bernie Sanders and Hillary end up dead, and we raise that as odd and say maybe it's not coincidental. They call us conspiracy theories. Like, what we're saying isn't common sense.
And then Assange comes out and basically says, yeah, that's my source. They murdered him. Oh, just shut up.
Yeah, or
now there's guys scaling the building.
Yeah, it's extraordinary that they are so obtuse about what's really happening in the country. And what will happen if Hillary is elected? Widespread civil disobedience. And I think the government will not be able to function. She'll never be able to govern.
This is a woman with Soros pushing killing cops and overthrowing government. Don't they already get that the NSA and stuff is already doing the leaks? This is just a warning. This is just an opening salvo.
No, and this whole narrative that the Russians and Putin are in bed with Trump, or more precisely, Trump is in bed with the Russians, they're accusing him of treason. Who are the conspiracy theorists? There's a conspiracy theory that Donald Trump, a loyal American who's never met Vladimir Putin in his life, or Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, who Putin despises because Manafort pushed the Ukraine into the European Union, which he opposed, that they are somehow traitors to their own country, working for Russia? Nonsense. There's a conspiracy theory for you.
All I gotta say is, isn't Hillary rotting and falling apart in front of us and shaking and addled? Emblematic of the rotting power structure and what it's trying right now, that they would have the arrogance to try to run a reanimated corpse. Bernie, you know, Sanders had the election stolen from him. They are so arrogant.
No, say anything you want about Bernie. I think he really believes what he's talking about. He's really a progressive. I think he's a sincere guy. I don't think he's a crook. But the Clintons are not liberals or progressives. They're crony capitalists who march to the tune of George Soros.
Paul Watson, I'm going to take a few phone calls here at the end of this transmission. Other points you want to add, then I'm going right to the calls.
Yeah, a couple more things, Alex. WikiLeaks put out a tweet today. Bombshell set to hit Clinton campaign as FBI recovers 15,000 deleted emails. So we've got that coming down the pipeline. Of course, WikiLeaks has been releasing some Hillary's health stuff recently, the cracked head inquiry to the NFL chief, but also this thing that we reported on, which is massive, which is not getting enough attention. She was interested in decision fatigue. Now, a side effect of decision fatigue is getting angry at colleagues. This is another branch to this Hillary's health controversy, Hillary's temper tantrums. The New York Post reported back in October that her staffers were literally falling apart in tears about her rages, her endless rage. We've had Secret Service agents say the same thing. Now you've got Vince Foster. Researchers go to the National Archives, they go back a second time and find that these documents relating to Hillary Clinton's link to Vince Foster's suicide have mysteriously gone missing.
Oh.
Now, of course, whether you believe he was killed or committed suicide, we know his death was preceded by Hillary Clinton humiliating him in front of his colleagues, having one of these rage fits.
Look, I'll just say this.
And we know, because she says it in her own book. In essence, she ordered the body moved. I don't know whether he committed suicide or whether he killed himself, but here's what I do know. His body is found 30 yards down a muddy trail. It has rained only 2 hours previously, but there is no mud or even dirt on his shirt.
He was carrying a carpet, a rolled up carpet. Look, I don't just say this as a self-fulfilling prophecy or as wishful thinking. My gut tells me if they try to steal it and stall her, she's going to die in office very early. They're done. I mean, I just sense and smell failure on these people.
That explains the hysteria. That explains the personal attacks. That explains the name-calling and the vituperous nature of the attacks on any Clinton critic. The media has dropped all pretense of objectivity. They're the running dog lackeys for the New World Order, and they're letting it show. They're in deep trouble, and they know it.
All right. I apologize to the callers. I've been a horrible person. Let's give each person a minute or so. Chris in Virginia, then Owl Killer. You're on the air. Go ahead and tell me what I've done wrong.
Yeah, so I'm in Virginia, and I'm trying to rally black Americans, especially convicted felons, around Donald Trump and around InfoWars. But the problem I'm finding out is that every time a black male dies and he has a criminal record, he's considered a thug. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that is.
Well, I would say that I was kind of a thug when I was about 15 years old. I mean, I think a thug is just somebody that's kind of mean and ready to get in a fight. I think by the modern parlance, it's better to be a thug than one of these ninnies that just plays video games all day. So I think there is a problem, though, with thug culture that's been directed as a weapon on black people, and I think it should be absolutely rejected. That's why I fight to try to stop the targeting of black people for abortions, 52% of which never get out of the womb, because here's the deal. I'm not going to put my soul on the line supporting killing babies. But I'm not going to do some virtue signaling here. Quite frankly, I'm threatened by some of the thug culture, whether it be white trash folks or, you know, thugs or whatever, black thugs, you name it. I mean, I'm threatened by thug culture. That's why I'm trying to keep people out of thug culture. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. And another point, same question I asked Carter Jackson was, you know, how can we get more blacks around the Liberty Movement when we're looked at as society as a whole as minorities, you know?
Well, I mean, I think there's a distortion because even though blacks on average are involved in more violent crime, that still is crime statistically overall is small. It's media distortion. All I'm saying is if you're a leader, no matter what color you are, stand up against the New World Order and people will follow. I appreciate your call. Let's take a real quick another one here. Owl Killer. You're on the air with Roger Stone, Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Last time we spoke, we had a very good conversation. I just want to say that I think I have something that can steal the election for Donald Trump. He went after the people that are leading us into war, saying that he doesn't want to take advice from them anymore, and where he said that I listened to General Michael K. Flynn. He's got to harp on that we saw he died with Gaddafi. He's got to harp on how They're trying to
I agree. It should be raised that there was a failed state, that she backed al-Qaeda, that General Flynn has exposed that. I agree. That's a big plus for Trump that Flynn's his main advisor on the military. Flynn is the best.
Well, I think an examination of what happened in Libya is absolutely crucial. Hillary Clinton runs as an advocate for women, yet she is the one who fomented the toppling of Gaddafi. Now, Gaddafi wasn't a great guy, but he was sharing all of his intelligence on al-Qaeda and ISIS with
He'd
us.
He'd come into the West for 8 years. He'd invested all his money, and he was an angel compared to them, and we stabbed him in the back.
And he renounced his nuclear ambitions. So what is the plight of women in
Libya
today?
That tells people if you work with us and stop being radical, we're going to stab you in the back.
So what is the plight of women today in Libya? Under Gaddafi, women could own property. They could travel without the approval of their husbands. They could go to college. They could have as much education as they wished. They could travel without the permission of their husband. And if a woman were raped, the rapist would be prosecuted. Today, none of those things are possible.
That's backwards.
And if a woman is raped, she shall be stoned to death. This is what Hillary Clinton has brought the women of Libya, the so-called advocate for women.
Al Killer, I'm out of time. I apologize to John and Anthony. If you call me back tomorrow, I promise you'll go to the head of the line. In fact, Harmon, give them all free Hillary for prison shirts or Bill Clinton rape shirts available at InfoWarsStore.com for holding and us not getting to them. And please support the broadcast, the Natural Defense, Living Defense Special, 20% off in today, free shipping on order $50 or more. And, of course, we have auto ship, 10% off additional on top of that. We sign up for that. Paul Watson, we got 60 seconds. Take us out.
I'll just finish on saying that there's an email that's just come out, WikiLeaks, where Hillary Clinton is talking about Bill, her husband, being, quote, very interested in meeting with Vladimir Putin. So we're taught that Trump is the big Russophile, and it's Bill begging for private meetings.
Put that article out. Hillary, Bill begged to meet with Putin. WikiLeaks.
That's the article.
What else do we have, Lord Watson?
Again, Hillary Clinton's policies have led to the deaths and displacement of millions of Muslims. She's the biggest threat to Muslims, and that should be part of the narrative. It isn't. That's what Trump needs to push.
That's right. All right, folks. We got Trump coverage tonight live, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars.com. He's here in the ATX. Thanks, Roger Stone.
Great to be here.
StoneColdTruth.com?
StoneColdTruth.com.